The Your Safe Space podcast is recorded on Wurundjeri land. This podcast acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. You're listening to the Your Safe Space podcast hosted by me, Adele Marie. I'm so blessed to have AJ Pabst joining me in the studio today for a third time. Our episodes are always juicy, lots of fun, and his sex advice is unmatched. AJ and I also match each other's energy well, and we finally address the elephant in the room today. I hope you love the show. Hi, AJ.
Hello, Adele.
Welcome back.
Man, listen, apparently we're dating.
I know.
Gosh,
the people are onto us.
Yeah, I know. Should we just tell them?
I think we should.
Yeah, I got rose tattoos.
Show the camera.
No rose tattoos. I'm flattered. I'll be honest, I'm flattered. I got sent it a few times.
I got in trouble for it
at one stage.
Did you?
Like, oh, how are you talking to me? But you're sitting there dating. I'm like, listen, firstly, I don't do that. I'm slitting DMs, but I don't do that.
I'm sorry. The internet is wild. I had people sending me your vision board, sending me my vision, because we made vision boards within like 2 days of each other.
I mean, it was the start of the year.
Exactly.
It's like, when do you make a vision board? It's January.
Us and everybody else. And then I even had people sending me pictures of you walking Remy on the footpath, comparing your footpath to my footpath. Mind you, we live in different states. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, also flattered, but no.
Look, pleasure. You know what? I'll be honest with you, for me, I don't like it because it's like if I was a guy, I'd be pissed off. You know, if I was a man, I'd be like, well, what the fuck has been comparing? Also, another thing, as a man, looking at another man, like, why is people saying that she's dating someone who's in the adult industry as well? Like, I was just like, so to Mr. Roses, I don't know if they know his name, but Mr. Roses, don't worry, there's nothing.
Mr. It's just straight. Roses.
Professional, straight professional. Always has. I always get it as well. You dating a girl? You don't. I'm like, mate.
I know.
Two adults can have a adult relationship. Well, not adult, but professional relationship without anything there.
Absolutely. You know? And like, I think what happens is it's because we talk about sex. Like,
that's disgusting.
I know. Shame on us. But people are just like, oh my God, they're fucking like, because they're talking about sex. Well, no, guys, we're just friends.
And again, I don't practice what I preach anyway, so.
Very, very true. Now, AJ, you're back for a third time. We just can't help ourselves. We love having you here.
Third time's a charm. Thank you for having me. I love your safe space. And
your safe space loves you. And it's a Sunday show. So we always start these with what's taking up space because we tell the listeners, hold some space, let it out, express what's taking up space. Can be good, bad, anything. Is there anything that you're comfortable to share at the moment?
Fuck, I don't know if I should share it. Look, I've had a very traumatic week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mate, you know what? We'll keep it lighthearted. We'll keep it lighthearted. I don't like burdening people with my problems.
Okay.
I don't think, as a guy, you shouldn't do that. You just head pedal to the metal. Nothing. Good things. Missionary University flying. Life's flying. Everything's flying. I got a free masterclass out. We're flowing.
I've seen that. What's it called?
It's the Passionate Positions Masterclass.
Love to hear
it's
it.
It's part of my free series.
Amazing.
I'm going to be releasing a few free ones. There's a Pecos and Endo one, which I think is some of your...
Oh, fantastic.
That's coming. Now, before anyone asks me for my credibility and stuff like that, it's from my own research, dealing with customers who have advice and stuff like that. So it's my own research. And if people want to see if the shoe fits, go ahead, Cinderella.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the exciting stuff.
Life's love good. That. I Life's know. Good. Busy man. And you're obviously here in Melbourne today.
I only came for you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so flattered.
You know.
I'm so flattered.
I was going to bring you roses too, but I was like...
Oh, God, that would have started the rumour mill.
So, hit me.
Hit you. Okay, well, you're meant to ask me what's taking up space.
Oh, shit, my bad. Sorry. typical selfish male. These men that just... Adele, what's taking up space in your life?
When this episode comes out, I will be in the Cook Islands. I'm going to the Cook Islands.
Are you going to Rarotonga?
Yeah.
I've been there.
Have you?
Beautiful.
Oh, I'm so excited. Mm. That makes me so happy.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with my bestie, Suze.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We are
going with Jetstar. It's a campaign.
Oh.
Yeah. It's my first overseas campaign.
What the?
I know.
That's hectic.
I know. I'm so excited. So this episode will come out in March, actually. So Yeah.
How exciting is that? Shout out Jetstar. I was just on their flight.
We love you, Jetstar.
Yeah, go Jetstar.
Now, we're going to get into the show. This episode is questions from the audience. I tried to pick a variety. I tried to pick the top asked questions. As always, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, AJ, our first question. I've been dating this guy and it's quite fresh. We're only about a month into it.
That is fresh.
Very. He makes me laugh until I cry. He's so genuine, so caring, the sweetest man, and makes me feel so special.
I don't remember dating anyone. My bad. Sorry, yeah.
However, the sex is just not it. AJ, do you think sexual compatibility is an instant thing, like you either have it or you don't, or should I give it time to grow and communicate to help and improve it? Thank you. I feel like I wanted more context on what the sexual compatibility, like incompatibility was.
Then she'd be like, he only lasts 30 seconds and he's not the perfect guy. I'm like, honey, you're dating a male. That's what we're based on. Look, my belief is sex can always get better
mm-hmm.
on one condition. Both parties are willing to come to the table and communicate.
Okay.
So if he's willing to communicate and take on her, look, we don't know a woman's body until she teaches us. Every woman is an individual.
Yeah.
So what Tom did with his ex and what Tom's doing with his now are two complete, like, he's going to take what his ex reaffirmed to him worked and think that that's going to apply to his current partner.
Okay.
Because it's like, oh, this worked, so it must work with her. She's a woman. They were the same, you know. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. And what's going to happen is if you don't teach him what you like, he's going to continue to go back to what worked before for someone else, not realize putting two and two together that they're obviously individuals. Every person is created individually. So the best way to understand is to literally communicate with your partner and be like, hey, not obviously like, actually, I've been using your thing. Like, you got a shit sandwich it. You know?
We love that.
You got a shit sandwich it. You got a like good comment and then
the truth.
The truth. Like,
soft truth.
Yeah, like, no, you don't, like, when it's early, I think it's like, you know, I mean, in a month, how often have you had sex? You know, like,
literally.
Like, you know, I mean, if you're fucking every day, shit, baby, go you. But, like, you have to be able to really just sit there and communicate, like, hey, this can be, I really like this. This is what I'm into. Can we explore more of this? And, but also, like, give a compliment on something that he's doing right. See, the thing is with men, you just got to reaffirm what we're doing right.
Okay.
If you tell him you're doing that great, he's going to keep doing that great.
Yeah.
You know? If you say to me, like, if you don't tell him anything or you're not making, like, women complain, men don't make noise. Like, if you're not making any noise or anything, or
the same don't thing
fake
goes.
It. See, don't fake it as well. Like, don't be like, oh, yeah, this is amazing. And, like, he's literally licking your knee when he thinks he's licking your clit. Like, you can't fake it. You got to communicate to him. And if he's unfortunately has a fragile ego, and, you know, isn't going to take that receptively, if you even communicate in a good way, then you actually have to really reevaluate whether this is the person for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're happy to, you know, like, as everyone's got their faults, if you're happy to accept the fault that he can't take on, you know, that sort of communication.
Yeah, absolutely. And I even think it could just be the fact that he might be nervous, like, a month in.
It's still early.
A month in is so early, especially if, who knows how long, like, he maybe hadn't slept with someone else, or if he had come out of, like, a long-term relationship, hadn't dated anybody else. Like, he might just have, like, nerves.
Full transparency. Like, I do this for a living. I've been doing it for 10 years. My family's been in it for 25 years. I still get nervous with someone new.
Yeah, and same.
The first couple of times and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the hell? That's a clit? Like, you have to get used to a person's body. You have to get used to, you know, being in that vulnerable energy of being naked together.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when it starts to get better.
Yeah. So I think we both agree to wait it out. Give this man some time. Because she said the nicest things about him too. So I'm like, I think you can have it grow.
Yeah, 100%.
But it might not grow. And if it doesn't, then you can call it. I think sexual incompatibility is also a good reason to, like, end a relationship if it's not working and one other partner doesn't want
to. That's
help.
It. If they don't want to come to the table.
Yeah.
You know, like it's, sex is essentially a skill. It's not you either got it or you don't.
Yeah.
It's a skill.
I like that.
It is. Like, I read a book about it's about making women come. Okay. And I feel like I'm, like, the only man that can actually say that. Like, that's weird. But it's about a guy, and the reason why is because he had ED, so erectile dysfunction, all his life. And so he had to teach himself how to use his fingers and his mouth orally in order to ensure that his partner is satisfied.
Oh, wow.
So it doesn't – the willy bear doesn't always have to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, but it's ensuring that you bring, you know, good energy, presence, use your words, learn to use your touch, figure out your partner's trigger points. What, like, maybe she gets like her elbow, so focus on the elbow. Like, focus on your partner's trigger points. And that's, to be honest with you, in the early stages of a relationship and even like throughout the whole, because we all grow as individuals, mm-hmm. constantly exploring your partner is like one of the best, that's one of the great things about sex.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the honeymoon stage is so fun, because you're exploring.
It's new, yeah.
If you continue to explore, like, exploring as well, you don't have to, because when people think exploring, they think crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to stick your fist in his booty. Like, just go little things, you know, try something different. Try a different spot in the house. Try a different position. Try a different, you know, time of the day.
Yeah.
You know, different lingerie, different this, different that. By the way, guys, as well, with lingerie, leave it on for a little bit. Sit there, admire it, appreciate it. Don't just rip it off straight away. She sat there for 5 hours in Honeybird there trying to figure out whether you're going to like it. She asked the poor, you know, the girl at the counter, does this look good on me? She's like, yeah, honey, it looks amazing. She's like, ah, Tina the Talking Tummy. What's that movie, White Girls? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, so
yeah.
for her to do that for 5 hours and you to rip it off straight away, like, just leave it on for a little bit. Just pull it to the side for a couple minutes, you know, a couple seconds like some of us. So,
yeah.
That's my take on lingerie. But yeah.
Okay. No.
Sorry.
No, we love that. All right. I feel like that listener has a few different, like, levers that she can play around with.
Honey, if you can't get this, like, move on.
Yeah. All right. Sex on the first date, yes or no? I'm an old school gal, but sometimes sparks fly.
I agree.
Yeah.
And here's a crazy thing too. I love this. Like, I remember I talked about this one. The crazy thing is like, people think that, you know, some people will be like, sex on the first date is like bad or disgusting or whatever it is or whatever the thing is. But like, you got to remember, like, not everyone is going to get that same first date reaction.
Yeah.
So for example, if like a girl has a first date with a guy, the guy might think that, or the guy might think that she probably does it with everyone. Like, no, like, you just make her feel so like safe, secure and comfortable and fun, and the chemistry's there, that it just brings it out of her. It doesn't make her like any less or any more. It just, mm-hmm. you just bring it out of her. It's like, yeah. anything, you know, you're going to sit there and tell some people every one of your deepest, darkest secrets, but then the next person next to them, you're not going to, because
yes.
that person makes you feel safe and comfortable. So it's the same sort of application with the first.
Yeah.
I always, my thing is like, another thing is, it's depending on what you want from the potential of what you want from that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're like potentially looking for it to be long term, hold out. You're not missing out on much, you
yeah.
know? But if it is, you just want fun and stuff like that, why not, you know?
Yeah.
Or if you think this person has the capacity and the emotional capacity and awareness to, although have sex with you on the first time, like, hold that sort of emotion and capacity to go into long-term dating,
yeah,
then do it. But
yeah.
if you think that, you know, it's just a fuck boy or a fuck girl, then, like, don't do it, because you know what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah, and you know what you want.
Just as much as you know that, like, you want to have sex with this person, you should have a decent enough vibe of whether this person's a long-term person or short-term person, and also, like, how you might believe that person might perceive you, whether you do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give it up on the first go or not.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I feel like I have flipped a little bit. In my 20s, I definitely was more like, oh, yeah, like, I don't really give a shit. Like, I can have sex on the first date, whereas now I'm like, I definitely wouldn't. For me, it takes so long for me to, like, trust and become vulnerable and feel okay to, like, do that now if I'm dating someone new. Then I think back and I'm like, some of my relationships in the past started and I had sex with them on the first date. So it's like, it didn't put them off from ending up in a relationship. So I don't necessarily think it actually matters. It's more just like what you feel comfortable with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, everything is completely up to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel the vibe, you know, like, your body, your intuition, your gut, whatever knows. So it's completely up to you. It's like when I tell, like, people ask me, like, are you into, what are your thoughts on non-monogamous, polygamy? Like,
yes.
The one where they're dating 17 people at once.
Like, polyamory.
Polyamory, yeah. Sorry, I always get blank. I've been up since fucking 4 a.m.
I know, early
flight.
They're
like, what are your thoughts on that? I'm like, what I think is completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know, what might not be my thing doesn't mean that
it's not
shouldn't
a thing.
Be your thing.
Yes.
You know, like, at the end of the day, as long as you're not you're all consensual adult and you're not hurting children or anyone,
yeah,
do what makes you happy. If that's what makes you happy, you're better going to service the world than if you're not doing it because of someone else's opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
There's so many people who look at what I do and their opinion's negative on it. But if I sat there and just because it doesn't fit their life and stuff like that and I stopped doing what I do, imagine how many people miss out on getting
exactly.
sex advice. So, like, if it's what works for you and you're not hurting anyone in the process,
mm-hmm.
be happy.
Yeah. I need to ask you a question. Have you heard of Tinx's box theory on TikTok? Have you, where she said like when you're dating a guy, he'll put you into like three boxes. Like he'll either like want to sleep with you, want to date you, or like want to marry you. Like, and she reckons that like they can't move, like you can't move between the boxes. Like he'll, do you believe in those boxes or?
I think you have people where like you can see short term, long term with.
Okay.
I don't know if there's three boxes. Like,
yeah. I probably butchered that, by the way. I saw this maybe on TikTok over a year, maybe even 2 years ago.
I think like my thing is I'm not going to date someone I don't see myself end up marrying.
Yeah.
Like, why am I going to fuck? Why am I going to waste your time? That's yeah. how I see it. Like,
why are you going to waste your time? Why are you going to waste their time?
Yeah. Like, you know, and also I think that's where clear communication comes into play as well. Mm-hmm. Like letting someone know that, hey, I'm not up for anything at the moment, but I'm like down for fun. That clear communication. I've always been against like leading someone on
yeah.
and promising him the world just to have sex with them. They're yeah. like cheating. That's yeah. not cheating. Like not
it's
cheating.
It's a bit deceptive. It's like well, not cheating. Very nice energy.
Well, you're promising him something, but like you're delivering, they're not delivering it.
Yeah.
Like why would you want to, like why wouldn't I want to be with someone who wants to genuinely sleep with me? Not like obviously they want to sleep with me, but they sort of wouldn't sleep with me if there wasn't sort of a potential for dating.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think there is like a box theory, but it's like, it just all depends.
It's more like short-term, long-term.
Short-term, long-term.
I think I prefer that as well because I would say the same thing. Like I've definitely gone on dates with guys.
But you
and
can
then
be in the short-term and that can end up in long-term.
Okay.
I know so many, yeah.
So you can, okay.
100%. You do a poll. And
we will do a poll.
Do a poll and watch how many people that were just supposed to sleep with the person end up in like long-term, happily and fulfilled relationships.
That's what's happened to me in the past. Yeah. But they weren't long-term because I didn't end up in them long-term.
Yeah, we didn't have rose tattoos, that's why.
That's why. all right, we will do that poll. Keep an eye out on the Instagram story. Our next question is a bit of a long one, so hang in there with
me,
AJ.
We're here, JK Rowling.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 8 months now. It's been a whirlwind and he's everything I could ever ask for in a partner. He adores me, is good to me, very affectionate always, meets all of my needs as a partner, etc. Two of these questions have had very nice boyfriends. Where did you guys find these guys? I don't really have much sex experience.
Facebook Marketplace. Sorry.
It's okay. This listener writes, I don't really have much sex experience. However, he has been around the block. He has had multiple sexual partners, including a lot of gym girls, and a stripper is in the mix as well.
Somebody come get her. He's like a stripper.
He's been very transparent about his past with me, which I like, but sometimes I find that I subconsciously compare myself to all of these other women that he has been with in his single years. Nothing that he does or says makes me feel self-conscious. It's definitely a me problem. How can I change the mindset of me comparing me to his past? How can I still keep it sexy and still be a good sexual partner?
I love that question.
So do I.
I love that question.
I feel like many people would be able to relate.
I got multiple responses to that question.
Okay.
Number one, the first thing that he's done right is been transparent with you and been honest about it and hasn't lied and like, Like he's been very, very honest with her. And that's a good sign. Hasn't hit anything. Hasn't like even the fact with the stripper and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's given details.
Okay, but like there's some details.
Some details.
Like,
you don't have to say everything.
Anything wrong with it, but like be transparent. At the end of the day, like,
see, I'm like, why? I'm in two minds because I'm like, why are you discussing it? Does it really matter? Like,
I've had my fun.
Yeah, you know?
I've been single for 4 years. Before I went into my last long term relationship, I had my fun. I came from a divorced family. The only advice my dad really gave me was, you know, before you settle down, go have your fun, get out of your system.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me. And yeah. I had my fun. And I want to, because my ideology of it is I don't ever want to be put in a situation that maybe if I'm in a relationship and I'm put in a situation, if I'm out or anything, like, yes, there is self-discipline and all that and you know, trust and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also never ever wanted to be in my mind, what if? You know, because I never experienced or tried it.
Yeah.
It's like anything, you know. Once you try a panini, you're like, I tried it. You know, like it's not
curiosity.
So when the panini again comes up, but you know you're eating healthy and you're on a diet, you've already tried it.
Yeah.
So why am I, I don't need to try it because I've already tried it. Mm-hmm. But let's say, for example, you go on a diet now and you've never tried these mouth-watering paninis, you're going to be so much more tempted.
Yeah.
No matter how strong you are, you're always going to be tempted. That's life. We just have to accept that in life, there's temptations for both men and women. So the fact is, men have to get it out of their system,
mm-hmm.
or at least some things that is not all guys are like that.
Yeah.
So, for example, like I have a cousin and I who, you know, our thing was we had to just get it out of our system. Mm-hmm. We wanted to go to Europe. You know, we wanted to talk to girls. We wanted to get out of the system.
Yeah, have fun.
His brother is like absolutely obsessed with his wife and was his like his second long term girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't. I can put him in a room full of Victoria's Secret models. He'd be like, oh, that's nice. But like not one thought of like
anything, yeah.
you know, even if that he hasn't tried it.
Yeah.
It's just more for him. It's like, yeah, it is what it is. So some people have to get out of their system.
Yeah.
Secondly, like she shouldn't compare herself to any of
absolutely.
Them. Because at the end of the day, she's got to remember he's a free thinking adult. And also here's how she should see it. Like, okay, he's got the capacity to go and get with these gym girls and these strippers and stuff like that. So he's not with her because she's the last option. He's choosing to be with her. I think everyone has a choice to be with someone. He is choosing to be with you. So you have to look at her like, oh, shit, like maybe I'm better than all these other bitches. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, channel that energy.
Yeah,
instead.
Like and just be happy and be accept, like happy that he's sharing it and he's – not like, you know, and you might not be that. I'm not like every other person's ex. You're not like every other person's ex. And that's just how it is. And you just have to accept it and love it. And everyone's got their insecurities. And it's good that she knows that's her insecurity because she can work on it.
Yeah.
You know?
She's aware, very
but
self-aware.
Don't let it hinder the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So at least she knows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but you just got to remember, he's had his experience, so the chance of him looking at the panini and frothing is a lot less. And I'm saying panini because we're getting paninis up
yeah.
this. But, and then secondly, like he's also choosing to be like she's choosing to be with him. He's choosing to be with her. So now she's like, oh, he's at the peak of the whatever, the litter or the whatever. Like I don't know the terminology. I don't want to get cancelled and say the wrong. But like, he had to, you know, you picked the
yeah.
puppy. You could have picked whatever puppy you wanted. You picked that puppy.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a cute analogy.
Yeah. I'm still going to cop up. Oh, so women are dogs.
Women are dogs.
No,
that's
no.
not what he's saying.
Back me up.
That's
we
not
go.
What he's saying. Yeah. He's saying that okay. the boyfriend made a choice to date this girl.
Exactly.
Is happy in this relationship. It sounds like he treats her amazingly as well.
Yes.
And if he's not said one thing or done anything to make her self-conscious, that's an internal change and shift that she's got to make.
And the biggest thing is, and you can leave it though she didn't mention anything, but you could just tell in her response, is that his words align with his actions.
Yeah.
And that's how you know that you're on the right track.
Yeah. This question makes me think about body count though, because I had some questions about body count where people were asking, should people care about a woman's body count? And would you choose not to date someone if you knew it was high? And my thought, I've spoken about body count on the podcast before, and I'm like, why is it even fucking being discussed, firstly?
Yeah,
and
someone will be like, what's your body count? I'd never tell them.
Yeah.
It's no one's like.
Yeah.
The only time.
I've had an ex ask me.
Really?
Yeah. We had just had sex. We're in bed. And
oh, fucking weird. Like, could have said, like, oh my God, I love your tattoos. Or it's like, man, I slept with. What are you thinking the whole time?
And it was like early days. And I wasn't going to lie, but I had never been asked. And I asked him, I was like, are you sure? Like, are we really going to do this, like, right in this moment kind of
yeah.
thing? And it was fine. Like, our body count was on par. Like, it wasn't anything bad. But I was just like, I'd never been asked. And I'm like, that's so.
Look, my response weird. is I've had my fun.
Yeah.
I've experienced life. The only time that I would ever sort of tell someone who, like a person that I'm dating who I've slept with,
mm-hmm.
is if they come into contact with that person. So for example, let's say, just so everyone's clear, this has not happened, but
yes.
just to give an example, let's say I've got my new girlfriend with me,
mm-hmm.
still single because I know you all asked that as well.
Yeah, he is single, guys.
Single, focusing on myself, don't slide in DMs or nothing. I am only here to service you all.
Hot not property, but not service you in that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, for the right price, it can work. So for example, I'm at the family barbecue and, you know, one night, we had tequila a couple years back and I slept with my family friend.
Yeah.
Never happened, by the way.
Yeah.
But like,
this is
just
an example.
Yeah. If my partner asked me, like mm-hmm. I wouldn't hide. It depends on the relationship and the communication as well.
Yeah.
But I would be honest. And like, look, just so you know, no interest whatsoever, but like I don't want you to ever be in that sort of uncomfortable position. I just would want to know if they're in my vicinity.
I like
or if
that.
I'm anything because so I'm never caught off guard.
Yeah. No, so, I like that. And I think it's important to have open communication.
Yeah.
I had a similar experience, but I didn't sleep with this person. I went on a podcast with a guy who I had gone on a couple of dates with.
Mm.
And I said to Mr. Roses, like, oh, I'm going on Jake's podcast. Like, I know Jake because we had matched on Hinge. Like, we had only ever kissed, like, nothing sexual, anything like that. Like, I'm just giving you the heads up kind of thing. More just so
yeah, he has the heads up. Factor, yeah.
So I like that. I agree with you.
I just don't want to, like, I wouldn't want her to be caught off guard. Yeah. And I wouldn't want to be caught off guard. It's irrelevant because yeah. like the question before, like we're choosing to be with each other.
Yeah, and the past is like the past.
I've had my fun and yeah. I'll never like sit there and be like, I was innocent. Like, no, I was like, I had my fun.
Yeah.
Got it out of my system, you know, slid in DMs, whatever. And now like I'm in a committed relationship. Like you can go back to the minute, like or the minute we decided to be, because I think that's an important thing too. Like the minute you sort of decide to, once you've gone on a couple of dates and it's getting serious, like, mm-hmm. hey, when do I cut off all the other options?
Yeah.
You know, like.
I always talk about that too. You need to talk about this.
Are we exclusive? Like, yep. Are we exclusive or are we like getting serious and still talking to other people? Like, because the minute it goes exclusive, that's when like, that's it.
Yeah.
It's not like if, but me personally, if I'm feeling someone and like I'm enjoying it, I naturally tend to like cut off.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm do the same as well, but I'm also like, you do need to talk about it because sometimes.
Yeah. Because like, because I remember. If you
assume another person's like still talking to someone
yeah,
else.
Yeah. Look, when I was younger, my last girlfriend, and I never speak about my relationship, I feel like it's a respect factor.
Yeah.
So I think it's different if a girl talks about a relationship when a guy talks about his past. I just never.
You're like, it's for the girls only.
No, oh, she's happily moved on, married, like two kids or we a love kid, that. Whatever. So like, good on her. But like, I remember, and this is where I learned, because I learned a lot from my past relationship on mm-hmm. how I can improve my behavior in a relationship.
Love that.
So like, I learned so a lot of much. Things. And like the first thing like I learned is like, so when we've started, she thought that the minute we started talking is the minute like you sort of stop talking to everyone else.
Right.
And I'm like.
You're like, no, that's, we're like, getting to know each other.
Shit.
We're dating.
Better delete everything. so like that's when I realized. So but then now as obviously I get older and more mature and dating as a whole has changed. Like I think once you go on a couple dates and it's starting to like, you know, it's hard having the question because it's like with a, I think it's different if a girl asks a guy and then a guy asks a girl. Mm-hmm. A guy has got, I feel like more, he's more scared of asking the question because it's like, what are we going to, like, is she going to
do you think me? That?
Yeah, I reckon. Well, I think it depends on the vibe. Yeah. I think everyone like looks at the vibe very differently. But yeah. If I'm hanging out with someone flat still,
yeah.
You're calling me randomly saying if you want to hang out, you're like, you always want to be around me. Like, I feel like if a girl likes you, she always wants to be in your energy.
Yeah.
She always wants to be around you. She always yeah. wants to like, oh, you need a new t-shirt? Okay, let's go together. Like,
yeah, any excuse to hang out.
It's a fucking t-shirt.
Like, you, what, you need to go to Kmart to buy a bin? I'll come with you.
Like, you need to breathe? Here's oxygen. Like, okay, cool. I think she likes me. So like getting that understanding yeah. and then like, all right, cool. You know what? While we're here getting oxygen, you know, I want to be my baby? Like, what's it go?
yeah.
Shit. So yeah, I think it's communication again. Everything comes down to communication.
I know. I'm noticing that pattern in all of our episodes.
As I get older, I start to realize, like, I know. You know, people don't know your feelings. You have to talk to them about it.
Oh, if only people could read your mind, that would be it.
No, don't do that. don't do
sometimes.
That.
Sometimes.
Yeah. We'll pick the day of the week. Probably 9 to 5, yes.
Okay. And do you have any advice for any girls listening who have a high body count and who maybe feel worried about it? I say, don't fucking worry about it.
My thing is you knew what you were doing when you're having fun, so just
own it. And just it's no one else's business.
If that's what it is, like at the end of the day, who cares?
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
All right. Our next question is different to the usual type of way that this question gets asked.
Uh-oh.
AJ, what are your tips for getting my husband to stop lasting so long? I just want a quickie sometimes. Usually I get, how do I make him last longer? That's always the question.
Well, if you want to make him last longer, I've got a whole masterclass on it.
Okay, fantastic.
Lasting long in the bedroom so they can go do that one. Oh.
I know.
Shit.
Okay, so maybe we reframe it. It's like, how do we get a guy to come quickly? What's the cheat code?
A lot. Look, to be honest with you, you know, I get that question like once a year.
Okay.
In shop and online. Yeah. Like, there's some just stump me. I'm like, I'm just used to those 30-second kings. Like, these 30-minute guys, like, shit, they're like, know. You know.
I kind of agree with her sometimes because I'm like, too long is like.
Yeah, but hold on. Like, I'm just like a little fucking, you know, kid on the street playing, like a guy on the street playing basketball. She's got LeBron James over here. They're two different breeds, honey. Two different breeds. Just make sure he gets you off first. Yeah. And then a lot of it's got to do mental.
Yeah.
So a lot of it with him, it's probably got to do, it's got to do mental.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it comes to communication. Just try to figure out what works best for him.
Mm-hmm.
If not, maybe stick finger in the booty. Like
consensually.
Always. Oh, listen, everything said on this podcast, or any podcast that I ever do, if I give advice, it's all consensual.
Yeah.
So there's no fingers going in, no booties without.
Without the consent.
It's coming. Choo-choo train.
All right, so for this listener, she wants a quickie. I reckon ask your husband, can we have a quickie tonight? Can we make it? Can she ask for a quickie or is that going to hurt his feelings?
No, I mean, what would hurt his feelings if she said you don't last long?
Yeah, I know.
So just say, look, can we pop off a little bit quicker?
Yeah.
He wants to
love the sex.
Yeah, he wants to get off as much as he. It's probably a mental thing. It's like a mental
where
block.
He's like trying not to come too quickly.
No, it's more like a not that that's wrong, but like it's more like he's probably got so much shit on his mind that like it actually stumps it.
Yeah.
You know, like, tickle the balls maybe. There's some that are just, that comes to exploring.
Yeah.
And just communicate.
And talking.
And just ask. But like some guys actually can get themselves off way quicker than if like sleeping with her.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So like do your thing for a bit and then.
I actually had questions like that where.
Tickle the testes while he.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Teamwork. All right. Our next question is about porn. Hi, AJ and Adele. Love you both.
Thank you. Thank you too.
We love you. I've been with my boyfriend for a while, but a couple of months ago, I discovered he had a porn problem. I found extensive porn sites and OnlyFans visits in his search history.
Sorry, Derek.
AJ is bashing his head against the microphone. I didn't think much of it because I know he and a lot of men watch porn to help masturbate.
What? You can't bang his missus? Can't sleep with his missus? I don't know. Look.
I'm not done with the question.
Sorry to cut you.
That's okay.
Before you finish, because it cracks me. Why do you want to? You'll be very proud of me too, Derek. I've been minimizing my swearing, so I'm trying to articulate this in the nicest possible way. Why would you want to watch other people who you'll never meet, who don't look anything like your partner, who, you know, you're watching in the day and you want to touch your willy bear when you got someone who wants to touch your willy bear nonstop right in front of you? These girls don't love you. They love your $14.99. Go with the one who's going to sit there with you at 7-Eleven and spend $14.99 on you.
Yeah.
They heard touch your willy bear.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not going to touch your willy. She's, you know, he got driving around in G-Wagons and stuff like that while you're sitting there and your missus is sitting there. Like, bro, the only time it's acceptable if they're like both into it and they're both watching it together.
Okay.
I don't understand the whole, you know, why you want to pull your willy bear? Get your partner to pull it for you.
Okay. I was going to ask you what your thoughts are on it and you bet me to it.
Sorry.
I'm going to read the rest of the question because it's a little bit. She says, I had an off feeling about it and I couldn't help but keep checking his search history, to which I discovered it was a lot more than just masturbating. He was viewing it at random times constantly throughout the day, even when he was at work and even on the days where we were together. Looking at the timestamps, I realized he looked at it when I went outside for 5 minutes just to hang out the washing. It was then I realized that it seemed like a genuine problem.
Yeah, that is.
This went on for about a month until one night I checked the history when he was in the shower and I saw that just 5 minutes earlier when I was in the shower, he had made a different OnlyFans account. This was the final straw and I confronted him about it and he had admitted that it had become a problem and he wanted to stop because it was hurting me. I feel like he's done really well since we spoke about it, to my knowledge, but ever since, I still feel so hurt by it and like I'm not good enough. It's put a dampener on our sex life and I don't ever want to initiate sex with him anymore because I feel so hurt by it. How do I get past this? I feel like it's been like a betrayal of her trust and...
I mean, fuck, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be betrayed? I'd be betrayed if she's like touching herself to fucking Michael B. Jordan.
5 minutes while she's hanging out the washing. Or 5 minutes while she's in the shower. That's a bit.
Hey, you know what? Could be worse. Imagine it was the other guy who needs fucking. He'd have the worst anxiety. He needs like 5 hours to get off. There's more washing. Put it out.
I feel like maybe he, even though he has changed his behavior to the best of her knowledge, maybe she hasn't felt either heard or validated enough to like try to start to move past it.
Mm.
Because if she's still so hurt by it, there's still stuff there to unpack and maybe still stuff that she might need from him or...
Or a therapist.
Yeah.
Or a psychologist.
Yeah.
Or if she's even willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But and also, like, to understand from his point of view, what got him to that stage in the first place? Was it due to before her? Was it issues that he, you know, like before her? But here's where honest conversation comes into play.
Yeah.
If you can't be honest with your partner, there's no point being with them.
Yeah.
Like, it is the simplest shit. You know, people think that I preach break up with them if they're not good enough. No, mm-hmm. I don't believe in that. I believe in, like, pick them up. You know that meme where it's like, pick them up and, like, you know, carry them into the, we're not breaking up, pick them up, carry them, then talk it out. Like, that's what I believe in. But, like, my thing is if it takes two of those type of people to do that.
Yeah, you both have to be willing.
You both have to tango. If only one person wants to tango, the other one wants to avoid and not tango, then, you know, I'm sorry, it's best to, you know, fuck off.
Yeah.
And, like, so Diary of a CEO, Stephen Butler, he talks about it with his relationship with his missus.
We love Stephen Butler.
Love Stephen Butler.
Are you going to his show?
I was supposed to. I had tickets, mm-hmm. Good tickets too, but then it's my very close friend from school's Bucks party.
Okay.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I have to go to a Bucks party where there's going to be topless waitresses there when I could be literally educating myself.
I know.
Can we talk? Was that one of the questions? Was Bucks parties one of the questions?
No, but we can talk about that in a second.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That is like, you know. My advice is, listen, get over the fact that there's going to be topless waitresses there. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
The thing is like, my thing is like, up in the Bucks parties and the guys will – sorry, we'll go back to fucking Captain Porn, but before I forget – I've been to Bucks parties and, like, the young guys will be like to their girlfriend, yeah, babe, there's, like, there's only one girl. Like, you know? What do you mean? It's, like, 20. Like, just
– be for real.
She's going to be pissed off that there's one and that there's 20.
Yeah.
You might as well let her be pissed off that there's 20 and you didn't lie. Then her be pissed off that there's one. And then all the other 20 guys' girlfriends go and seem like – and she's like, oh, yeah, but girls, it's not that bad. There's only one. One? The honest boyfriend or husband said that there's 20. Then she's gone and told her best friend and then he's getting blown up the whole fuck.
Yeah.
Just be honest. Yeah. And just accept the reality that that's like that's the thing. You just want to go to Magic Men. Mind you, I nearly had beef with Magic Men. That was wild.
What?
I thought I was about to have the biggest, like, I was about to go to war with, like,
AJ versus Magic Men.
8-packs. So, like, I'm fucking, these fucking, you know, these guys, I can't look like that. Like, what the hell? Because I've, anyway, we won't even get into that. That was nice about it, thank God. I was like, shit, I was about to go to war with a whole bunch of chiseled fucking 6-packs and shit, like, stripping and dancing on my missus. I'm like, oh, you're never going. But, you know, anyway, enough of that. Get off the porn. And look, the thing is, she's always going to, because it feels like cheating.
Yes.
In a sense, it is micro cheating. Anything you're hiding from your partner
is micro cheating.
Like,
yeah.
Unless it's like a little sort of white lie, I don't know. And it's like, I lied to my wife for like 10 years where, you know, like I would anonymously order from her website because she wasn't getting any sales.
Yes, the really like, cute
that's
stuff.
Okay. Those really things are okay stuff. To lie about. But he lied. Well, fine. Sit there and broke. Well, you're broke anyway because he's still spending the. Anyway, that is not the point. But. It's always, unless she chooses, she's got two options. She chooses to heal and address it and then let it go or sit in a, or three options. Sit, heal, discuss it, let it go. Number two, sit in resentment, he's going to end up back going and watching porn again and it's just going to be a toxic cycle and they're going to hate each other either way.
Mm-hmm.
Three, say, look, this is unfortunately uncoverable for me. I'm going to have to walk away.
Yeah.
It's tough, but at the end of the day, like, that's life.
Yeah. I really do like the advice on even, like, possible couples therapists because, yeah, I'm very curious to know how he got into that porn fixation in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's pretty intense. Back to the Bucks parties.
Shit, I thought I was going to avoid
that. No. I want to know at your Bucks party one day when you're...
I'm going to Vegas.
Okay. All right. Enough said. I was going to say, would you have strippers there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Like, and here's my thing. I've seen it all. I've done it all.
You know I mean? Okay. Yeah, you're like,
I'll be honest with you. I go to Bucks parties now, and it's like, I remember I had one a couple months ago. I've been to multiple. So if any of my mates' wives or anything like watching this, it ain't you, honey. It might be the other one. So you're never gonna know. It's Russian roulette. It might be you, it might not be you. But I had this one, and I remember like the girl walked over to me,
mm-hmm.
and she started talking to me. She's like, "Hey, how are you?" I said,
"She's doing her job."
Yeah, like, you know, get your money, baby. Like, I was like, "Oh yeah, good." And she's like, "Hey, like, oh my god, like." Oh, you like, I love that t-shirt on you. I'm like, stop right there. We're not doing this. I said, listen, I'm good. Like, I'm comfortable. I don't like, you know, I'm sweet. I'm more the like, I'm a team player. There's only a few of you and there's like a lot of guys. I'll point out the ones that you probably got a better chance with. And like, aww. You know, I'm a team player.
Team player.
He's single. He hasn't had attention in a couple of years. Go talk to him. So like my box party is like, it's for everyone else. I don't really care. Like I just want to be there with my mates. I just want to have fun. You know, like it is what it is. This whole, but I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah. Okay. You're like, I'm having a send off.
If we actually rewind this, you had a little bit of a, but here's the thing. Like, here's how I see that. So I've had this conversation so many times with people. It's like, because I remember I said it to one girl and she's like, you're not going. I'm like, firstly, that ain't fucking happening. We're not starting this whole relationship on you're not doing this and you're not doing that.
But I have something to add to that, yeah.
Secondly, like, here's my thing. What the fuck is the difference between me being in Vegas or me being on the side of the street in Fitzroy,
literally,
going up to some cute little chick with a nose ring and cheating? You know, there's no difference. Yes. I want to go to Vegas so I can go watch the sports, the fights, go to nice nightclubs, sit and, like, you know, enjoy the things that come with Vegas.
Yeah.
It ain't about the women.
Yeah.
I can go sit and find that pretty little nose ring mommy here.
So true.
You know, at the end of the day, why are we going to enter this with no trust?
Absolutely. And so Mr. Roses and I had a conversation about this.
We didn't have this convo. Oh, wait, I'm not Mr. Roses.
Not Mr. Roses.
That's so crazy.
Where it was the same thing. He's like, I never want to go into a relationship and tell my partner, you can't do this or you can't do that, and like put a fence around you. He's like, because then that might also just make you feel like trapped and constricted. And I said, look, I feel the same. I don't care about strippers, bucks parties, anything like that. I'm okay with it. I know that they're there doing their job. But I did say that, like, my boundary is no touching. Like,
that's
where, like, I draw the line.
That's fair.
And so he did have a bucks party maybe like a month ago. Strippers were there. He told me everything that happened. And I was like, cool. Like, not a big deal.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Lion King?
Yes, I have.
And Mufasa, I don't know if it's Mufasa. Who's the dad? What's the dad's one called? Whoever the dad, Simba's dad.
Yeah.
Mufasa.
Yeah.
He's like, Simba, we don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the same thing. It's like,
literally,
hey, there's no fence, but we don't go there. Whether you choose to go there or not, it's completely up to you. But understand, by you going there, it's going to make me upset. So it's your choice whether you want to make me upset or not. It's your choice to go or not. I'm not telling you what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
But just understand, if you choose to do that, this is how I'm going to feel.
Yeah.
And then it's your partner's choice as an adult to decide whether they're going to do something that's going to make you upset or not.
Love that. Such good
advice.
Still
going to the bucks with strippers.
Enjoy that. All right. We have two more questions. I'm going to quickly read them. AJ, I'm reaching out as I recently had a conversation with my boyfriend of 2 years about experimenting more in the bedroom and wanting to try certain things.
We love that.
His response was, I'm satisfied and happy with what we do, so I don't see why we should try different things.
We hate that.
And I agree to a certain extent because I am satisfied and I'm not unhappy with any of it, but I am curious. I don't want it to be a big thing between us and start to interfere in our sex life, but I need some advice on talking about it again and maybe some certain discussion points to include in our conversation. Thank you. Love you both.
Going to the same cafe every morning to get your coffee and then on the weekend going to Brunswick,
yeah,
or, you know.
Look at you, Melbourne geography.
You know what I mean? Listen, I might move here. Brunswick or, you know, the tan,
yeah.
It's the fucking botanics. I don't know what's with all the nicknames. It's got like seven different nicknames for things. Anyway, like going thing doesn't mean that you're not happy with your local cafe.
Yeah.
It just means you're spicing it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean that what you're doing is like, is the coffee at your normal cafe shit. It just means you're spicing it up.
Yeah.
So by going and trying different things. Now, here's the thing as well, and this way communication, we spoke about it earlier in the episode. Experimenting has this such like and spicing it up has this like sort of negative, risque sort of connotation to it. Like, mm-hmm. You know, we're doing missionary and cowgirl and this right now and I want to experiment. So like the boyfriend, because of the taboo idea of experimenting in the bedroom, oh, she wants to put a fist in my ass. Like,
yeah, he thinks.
No, like, you know.
Yeah.
Experimenting can literally be like, hey, the last 5 times we had sex on the bed, bend me on the couch.
Yeah.
Or like, let me straddle you on the couch.
Yeah.
Or let's, you know, try maybe the shower.
Yeah, or the kitchen bench.
Or the kitchen bench, you know. Or like, you know, maybe instead of us, you know, have a home, let's go get a random hotel room. Or let's go for a drop, like a long drive and go pay $60 at some shit motel room and just get it on like with some fucking like hitchhikers or some shit like that. I was about to make Ivan Milat joke, but I'm not going to.
Fuck.
Dark humor. Yeah, that's what happens when Netflix puts all these serial killer documentaries
on the thing.
But so the thing is like you should explain to him that it's not that there's nothing but like our sex life is bad. It's like, you know, you don't want to, you're going to obviously get sick of eating Weet-Bix every morning. That's why we have pancakes. Have pancakes and then you can go back to getting Weet-Bix.
Yeah.
Or, you know, have your Weet-Bix and add a little bit of honey.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that you don't like Weet-Bix. It just means you're adding a little bit of flavor to spice it up. So it doesn't get to the stage where you get bored and becomes monotonous and stuff like that. Women actually like spicing it up way more than men.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that in all our questions.
Way more than men. Yeah. But men are just like, we're just so like, yeah, it is what it is. Like, that's it. Like, no.
Yeah, status quo. And this is
like,
it.
Bro, you're going to look at her and you're going to love her more and you're going to have more fun with her. Like, it's just like constantly spicing it up. Just do it. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't mean you're any less.
Yeah.
If anything, it just adds more. You know, you can drive your car, bro. You want to add an exhaust on her? You want to sit there and tweak the RPMs and shit like that?
Yeah, or tint the windows
darker. Oh, okay. Oh, that one sounded personal. That one was like, or tint the windows.
I don't know anyone with the tinted windows.
Therapy. So, yeah, just explain it like that, you know?
And give him some more reassurance because maybe he took it a bit to
heart. Yeah, exactly. And just say, I heard it from this person and it's not like that. I just want
to play him this podcast episode on loud while you're in the kitchen. And
and then play it out loud while you're driving everywhere you go in your life for the next 6 months.
Yeah, just on repeat.
Windows down and make sure it's like, your safe space. Save on the house. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. So she can change the location. She can maybe spice it up with some lingerie. Positions she can change up. Anything else that we can change up, maybe going to a different location. They're your top four, you reckon?
Positions, location.
Yeah.
Quickies.
Yeah.
Then, like, you can then experiment with toys. But don't start with the big ones. Start with the little ones.
Little
start
changes.
With the different ones. So, and make it about – see, the thing is, like, men like that who unfortunately feel as if they might be inadequate, when you start bringing toys and stuff in, they think that, fuck. When you're explaining it, if it's toys, explain to him – teach him how to use it on you. So he doesn't feel as if he is inadequate.
Yeah.
If you teach him how to use the toy on you rather than you use the toy on yourself and he's there – it then goes to me and the toy made her finish rather than her and the toy made her finish and where the fuck was I to do anything?
Yeah.
And that's how they get involved. They're like, oh, shit, it's like using a Makita power drill, bro. I can use a screwdriver. I can use a Makita power drill. It's going to get you there quicker.
Okay. Good luck to that listener. And our last question, because I wanted to put this in. It got asked a few times. But the people want to know, AJ, for your advice for manifesting your dream partner. This person says, I'm so ready for love. Do you have any tips for me?
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
Are you really ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, here's the thing. If you're ready, like, yes, there's tips and stuff. Okay, there's so many different layers to this question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really,
maybe your top tip and
if
then
you're,
give
if
me
you're
this advice.
Really ready, like, you wouldn't subconsciously sit there and ask for extra tips and stuff like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Because then you're asking, like, if you're really ready, then you're like, can I get tips? Because in the back of your head, I need these tips because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, it's not working.
So, but my top tips will be is like remove the idea that you're looking for it. Because what you're looking for, you have to sit there and fucking
search.
You know, Marco Polo, or hide and seek.
Yeah.
You know, or tip. You're chasing. You're ready for love. You're not looking for love. You're ready for love. You're inviting it in. You create space for it. If you sleep in the middle of the bed and you got a queen bed or a double bed or even a single bed, sleep to one side. If you're a girl and you got, you know, seven wardrobes in the one spot, create space for your boyfriend or future space for your future drawer for your thing. If you're the type of person that, you know, you want someone and you know that you got, like, certain women sit and tell me that like, they've got like photos that they post when they're single and photos that they post that when they're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Stop taking the photos of what you're like when you're single. Like if you feel like your million bikini photos are hindering you, then stop taking them or archive them. Do all the things in your subconscious and your head that you believe are hindering you and stop them and remove them to create space for someone to come in.
Yeah.
And be inviting rather than where is it? Be like, I'm ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
changing
all,
your mindset.
It's literally just a paradigm shift, like a switch in the mindset. And then all of a sudden, it's like the whole, you know, I have to go to work and I get to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking for love. I'm searching for love or I'm ready for love. I invite it in. And then you literally just get the fuck out of your own way and it comes in into mm-hmm. you. And don't stop doing the work. Your life should be, you know, you should just be constantly pouring into your own cup. Until someone puts their nice little glass next to you and it overflows into theirs.
Aww.
Don't wait for like your cup to be half and wait for someone to pour into you. Be the pouring.
Love that.
Thank you.
Perfect way to end the show.
Like a young Oprah Winfrey.
Okay, AJ, we're at the end of the episode. Very sad.
Do it again?
This always goes so quick.
I know.
Very sad.
Hey, whoa. Sorry, trauma. Flashbacks.
And now, do you have a recommendation for us? Because we end the show with our little PS, a little sign off. Are you loving anything at the moment? Reading anything? Eating anything? Watching anything?
Yeah, I've been doing breath work.
Okay.
Off its head. Wim Hof.
Okay.
Every morning I've been doing Wim Hof. Off his head. I've been doing the cold showers too.
Yeah.
I'm going to get myself one of them ice baths, like a proper one. Oh, you know what? I've been loving pouring into my own cup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone's version of that is different. So find whatever version of pouring into your cup is. I know it's you and your sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
you know, shout out Baker's Delight. Yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got your sandwiches. Everyone find what makes you feel whole and pour into your cup.
Yeah.
As long as it's not crack.
Definitely. Now we are cheating on Baker's Delight today because we're going to Piccolo Panini Bar, taking AJ to the one and only here in Melbourne. And I'm very excited for our little lunch date. But thank you, AJ. Can you please let us know where we can find you? I'll link everything in the notes, but tell us.
Well, apparently to your followers, you can find me at the beach, whatever beach you went to.
Okay, that's enough. With your hand on my face.
No, we're going to get in trouble. But yeah, I love because someone's like, oh, I just don't like that his hand was on your face.
I know. Like, people were pressed
about.
It's
like the queen of consent right here.
People were pressed about. And I was like, touch me again.
Like, oh, God. Look at how much it covers my whole head.
Even
like,
that clip gave me butterflies. I was like, thank you.
You can find me at Missionary to Madam.
Amazing.
Yeah, Missionary Madam or AJ Papadatos on Instagram or Missionary University, the podcast.
Yes.
I got to get you on Missionary University.
I know.
So when you're in Sydney next.
I'll be back soon.
We're sitting down. We're popping out an episode.
I'm so excited. Thank you, AJ.
Thank you for having me as always.
And we'll see you guys next time. Oh, also give us a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple and join us on TikTok, Instagram and the Facebook group.
All right. One more thing. Send it to the group chat.
Yeah. This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land, hosted by me, Adele Marie. Your Safe Space is a part of the Amplify Podcast Network.